coming out today. Praise the Lord that it isn't raining to get the flannel graph in and out and all the pouring rain. And we just thank Him for all His blessings. Shall we pray? Father, we come with joy in our hearts today, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we agree with Jeremiah who said, Your word came and he did eat it, and it was the joy and rejoicing of his heart. And so we pray that our study today may result in the joy and rejoicing of our heart, the strengthening of our faith, and the more implicit obedience to your holy word, that you might bless us and through us bless others. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit, and may He be the teacher today for each of us, that we might find that our needs are met in a very explicit way, that you are speaking directly to us. So we pray that you will accomplish all your holy will. We do thank you for all the blessings of the past week and for the confidence we have that you will never leave us nor forsake us in the days ahead. We pray, Lord, that all of the unsaved that are represented in the families here may come to know the Lord and rejoice in Him. We thank you for the privilege of bringing them to you, of praying for them, and of knowing that your word says, if we believe, our households will be saved too. So we pray that you will use us in any way you choose to bring them to the Lord. Keep us faithful in praying and help us not to give up. We pray, Lord, for June Hedrick's husband who has a low blood count and the doctors don't know the cause. We do pray that you will give wisdom that they may discover the cause and be able to help him. And we know, Lord, that in any case, your help is the most important, and so we commit him to you and ask for your blessing on them. We pray for Lorraine Durstein, who has cancer, the lung. We just pray, Lord, that her husband will find the strength in you to care for her, to do all the things that need to be done because the doctors don't advise surgery. So we pray, Lord, that you will be with that family and that you will bless them. Make yourself real and precious to them. And Lord, in the case of the husband, we pray for that promise of yours that your strength is made perfect in our weakness and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because as our days, so shall our strength be. Lord, help him to be renewed in courage and strength, in trust in the Lord, and may he know the realization of that faith. We pray for Lorna Castle, for the healing of her hip. We ask, Lord, that you will undertake for her. We thank you for her faithful trust in you, her rest in you, with all the problems she has had in the past few years. We pray that this new medication might help with both the pain and the inflammation there, and that it will continue to help her and relieve her of the stress. We ask for Elaine Phillips that you will bless her as she works hard on this thesis, that it might be finished before her advisor dies. We just pray, Lord, you will hold off the day, and yet we ask that he might not need to suffer needlessly. Just have your way in all of this. We pray for Alfred Stevens, who has come home for a rest from complete exhaustion from his work in St. Vincent. We just pray that you will bless and restore him and undertake for the young people down there that the onslaughts of communism might not take over, but that the gospel of the Lord Jesus might find its way into the hearts of the people he has reached. And Lord, we thank you for David and Judy Soon here in Hatfield, for their love for you and their desire to reach the Cambodian refugees. Yeah, just to review a little bit, in chapter 17 of 1 Kings, we were introduced to Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, who dared to believe God's word and on the basis of it prayed for a miracle, and God gave it to him, and he appeared before the king and said there would not be rain for 3.5 years until he said so, and it didn't rain for that time. In the meantime, God told him to go to the eastern side of the Jordan River and to the brook Cherith. We're here at the drought and the defiance of Ahab and the brook of Cherith. And so, though Elijah was born over here in the area of Gilead, over in this side of the Jordan, God sent him to defy the king of Samaria. From there, he had to cross over the Jordan again to the brook Cherith, where God commanded the ravens to bring him bread and meat in the morning and in the evening and to drink of the brook. He was there a year or so, and then God said to him, now go up to Zarephath, up in the area of Phoenicia, which was the territory of Baal and was the enemy of Israel. And God said, go there, and I've commanded a widow woman to take care of you there. And he went, and he and the widow woman and her son lived for 2 years or more, eating the bread that she baked every day from a little handful of flour and a little bit of oil in a vial. And God made it enough so that every day there was enough for them to eat.